Listen to a discussion by a group of students taking a course in American literature.
I'm so glad we've been getting together each week to discuss this American literature class.
So am I. It makes it so much easier to comprehend everything when we discuss it together.
Yes, and it's going to make the final exam in this course so much easier for us. Because we've been meeting regularly since the beginning of the quarter, we'll be so prepared at the end of the course when that exam comes around.
Now let's see, where are we in this course?
I've got my syllabus right here. Let's look over what's going on this week.
Today's Thursday of the seventh week of the quarter, and this is the week on Edgar Allan Poe.
And here's a picture of Poe. It's on page 234 of the text. This is the man who wrote everything we're reading this week. Now, where are we on the syllabus?
So far, we covered Poe's literary criticism in class on Monday, and one of Poe's short stories, The Fall of the House of Usher, yesterday. We'll be dealing with Poe's famous poem, The Raven, in tomorrow's class.
Let's review Monday's class first. In that class, we discussed Poe as a literary critic.
Right. Poe's most famous piece of literary criticism was his review of a book of short stories by Nathaniel Hawthorne, the one we read for Monday's class.
I think the main point of Poe's literary review of Hawthorne's book was his emphasis on the need for unity in short stories.
Didn't Poe compare the short story to the novel in this review of Hawthorne?
Well, he emphasized that the novel and the short story are different. A successful novel can have a variety of different elements, but a successful short story can't.
A successful short story needs to be unified to have everything lead to one unified whole.
Okay. I think we've got the main point of Poe's literary criticism. Now let's move on to Wednesday's class.
I liked Wednesday's class a lot more than Monday's. I didn't enjoy reading the literary criticism for Monday, but I really liked the short story on Wednesday.
Well, Poe's especially famous for his short stories, and The Fall of the House of Usher is certainly one of his best known.
And for good reason. It really creates a terrifying mood and pulls the reader into the story.
I couldn't put it down until I finished it. I even went back and read it a second time to try and understand more of the details.
Poe certainly followed his own advice, the advice he gave in his literary criticism. Every detail contributed to the unity of the story.
I think that's the point the professor wanted us to get.
Now, for tomorrow, we're supposed to read Poe's famous poem, The Raven.
I hope it won't take too long to read.
I've already finished it, and I'm sure you'll like it. If you like the short story, then you'll really like the poem.
That's it for today?
Sorry, that's it for me. I have to be at my job in the library in about 15 minutes, and I don't want to be late. I have to run. I'll see you two in class tomorrow.
And see you a week from today for our next discussion.
See ya.